Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hyperthetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hyperthetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hyperthetical, Hyperthetical.
This episode of the Dungeon Cast is brought to you by Backwater Bastards. Backwater Bastards is a sci-fi comedy actual play podcast with an emphasis on slice of lifestyle situational humor. This show features immersive sound design, its own game system, and a team of alien antiheroes that will choose each other over the universe every time. Join Cleo, the human bear, Dr. Zay, the psionic jellyfish, and a sentient ship called Reese as they take on the multiverse with their motley crew of space trash and found family. After a few years of evading societal responsibility and trying to survive the wilds of space despite themselves, they've got a couple of worlds worth of connections and some real weird enemies in the rear view. So join us on Backwater Bastards, a haphazard adventure with friends. Available for free wherever you get your podcasts or at backwaterbastards.com. Interested in sponsoring the show? Reach out at thedungeoncast@gmail.com. Hey everybody, welcome to the Dungeon Cast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Will.
This is the podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons. And this week we're talking about Druids, the Circle of Wildfire. Noise.
Welcome adventurers to the Dungeon Cast.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Will.
I thought you were trying to get in there.
Oh, first. like last time. Yeah. I thought about it, and then I was like, no. I remember what happened last time. It was a horror show to start an episode. Absolutely.
How are you doing today?
It was very fitting because of the content.
The topic. Yes. Horror show. Absolutely.
I said what the hell in that episode. I shouldn't have. I should have said like what the abyss or whatever. I don't know. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're doing a class episode today. You are building the character.
Yes.
And it is a druid.
It is.
I'm trying to think. What's the last druid we talked about? Spores. It must have been spores.
We just did a druid.
Did we do? Oh, we did stars.
Circle
didn't
stars.
We did stars. I don't know why I was like stars. That's a cleric. No,
Carl Sagan.
That's the Twilight.
Hey, by the way, everyone, I know who Carl Sagan is.
Did people think you didn't?
Yeah, that was like full paragraph descriptions in the comments on YouTube about who Carl Sagan is.
I know who Carl Sagan is. Well, that might have been. Remember, we had the conversation where like I don't know if he was a good person or not. I'm like, no, he was very well documented as a good person.
I assumed he was a good person.
Yeah.
There are things you don't know about people when things get reported publicly.
Yeah, but I think you saying that probably like triggered a bunch of super fans and were like, no, he's the best man to ever live, and then sent you a document.
Pretty
about
good.
It.
He's up there for sure. Yeah. That's how I feel great about Carl Sagan. I'm a huge Carl Sagan fan. I love it. You know, I didn't have everything on memory the way y'all seem to. In the comments, I don't claim to be the biggest Carl Sagan fan. That's definitely you guys.
I'm pretty big Carl Sagan fan.
Me too, but like I gotta relinquish that one to the fans on this one.
But I think that might have been. I mean, I don't know. I didn't see these comments, so I don't know. But
we appreciate the traffic and the algorithm, though. Indeed, thank you for commenting.
All right, back to this druid, not the old star druid,
Carl Sagan.
It's the new hot wildfire druid.
It's so hot.
Druids within the Circle of Wildfire understand that destruction is sometimes the precursor of creation, such as when a forest fire promotes later growth. These druids bond with a primal spirit that harbors both destruction and creative power, allowing the druids to create controlled flames that burn away one thing but give life to another. I mean, it makes sense to me. The elements are part of nature. Fire is one of these elements. Like, why would druids abstain from interacting
itself
with fire?
It's one of the cyclical things that happens. Also, like, invasive species burn it to the ground.
Yeah, actually, yes, a druid would definitely do that.
Yeah, preserve the environment in its natural state. Like, this traveler came in with a fucking fungus that was now Among Us.
But not the Pokemon.
Huh?
Among Us? Okay, god. All right, let's talk about this dang druid.
At
level 2, you get your circle spells. So Circle of Wildfire, this is a Circle of Wildfire feature. You have formed a bond with a wildfire spirit, a primal being of creation and destruction. Your link with this spirit grants you access to some spells when you reach certain levels in this class, as shown in the Circle of Wildfire spells table. Once you gain access to one of these spells, you always have it prepared, and it doesn't count against the number of spells that you can prepare each day. If you gain access to a spell that doesn't appear on the druid spell list, the spell is nonetheless a druid spell for you. And the spells are as follows. At second level, you get access to Burning Hands and Cure Wounds. Third level, it Flaming Sphere and Scorching Ray. Fifth level, Plant Growth and Revivify. Seventh level, Aura of Life, Fire Shield. And ninth level, Flame Strike and Mass Cure Wounds.
I love the Cure Wounds. It's like more like Cure Burns, baby.
Yeah, or I mean, maybe your Cure Wounds looks almost like you're cauterizing the wound.
That's what I was thinking.
And then it heals up.
A hot heal.
A hot heal. A hot heal. I like that.
I got the hot hand to heal.
But I like the Scorching Ray, Flaming Sphere, Burning Hands. These are all good, very damaging spells.
Yeah.
Plant Growth and Revivify is pretty sweet. Aura of Life. I don't know what Aura of Life does off the top of my head, but it sounds nice.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, okay.
You continue to do stuff.
Fire Shield's great. I believe Fire Shield both protects you both from cold and fire damage.
Yeah, I know you can kind of manipulate it. Like, maybe we should look up that one too. Fire Shield. I remember almost taking it for my Super Quest Saga character.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see Echo doing that. Like that'd be badass.
Aura of Life, we have, it's going to take one action, range itself with a 30-foot radius, visual component, concentration up to 10 minutes. A lot of great druid spells are concentration so that you can do other stuff after you use them. Yeah. So life-preserving energy radiates from you in an aura within 30-foot radius. Until the spell ends, the aura moves with you, centered on you. Each non-hostile creature in the aura, including you, has resistance to necrotic damage, and its hit point maximum can't be reduced. In addition, a non-hostile living creature regains 1 HP when it starts its turn in the aura within
1 HP?
HP.
Yeah. 1 HP.
Yeah, so it basically revives a downed ally for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when they start with
that
zero
got a
HP,
lot more useful real fast, because I was like, everything is pretty situational, which isn't bad. Like, you might be fighting a lot of undead. This is great. But no, that you're right. If people are dropping, they're getting back up.
If you get fire, if you're in a fight with another druid and they fireball you, or if a wizard fireballs, like AOE, right? An AOE hits and it kills a bunch of the wildlife right around you. You can just pop this aura real quick, heal those little birdies.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Send them on their way. Oh, damn, I did a bad spell and I killed everybody. Oh, yeah. Never mind. They're up.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Which next spell should I look up?
I mean, you could look up Fire Shield, but I mean, I'm... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm doing it. I'm already doing it.
You're already there.
What are we? Here it is, Fire Shield. So this is kind of long. We're going to do it. One action, fourth level spell, range self, target self. It's going to last 10 minutes. Thin and wispy flames wreathe your body for the duration, shedding bright light in a 10-foot radius and a dim light for an additional 10 feet. You can end the spell early by using an action to dismiss it. The flames provide you with a warm shield or a chill shield. As you choose, I'm always going to choose a chill shield.
Oh, so it's not that it protects against both, it's that you have to choose between the two?
Choose a warm one or a pretty chill one, my guy. Right. The warm shield grants you resistance to cold damage, and the chill shield makes you real fucking cool, guy. Chill shield grants you resistance to fire damage, so they, you know.
Okay.
In addition, whenever a creature is within 5 feet of you, hits you with a melee attack, the shield erupts with flame. The attacker takes 2d8 fire damage from a warm shield or 2d8 cold damage from a cold shield.
Oh, so it's straight cold fire.
Cold fire.
Oh, that's pretty badass. Okay.
It's that fucking, it's when you go to Zoro's domain as an adult Link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think sometimes it's called rhyme fire. Yep. That's it. Nice. You really nailed it. That's a good.
Good sound effect.
He took me back to like being 8 years old.
Oh,
it's
my
crazy.
God. There's an ice statue shooting breath at me. Yeah.
All right, moving on with Wildfire Druid. The next feature you get at level 2 as well is called Summon Wildfire Spirit. You can summon the Primal Spirit bound to your soul. As an action, you can expend one use of your Wild Shape feature to summon your Wildfire Spirit rather than assuming a beast form. The spirit appears in an unoccupied space of your choice that you can see within 30 feet of you. Each creature within 10 feet of the spirit other than you, when it appears, must succeed on a dexterity saving throw against your spell save DC or take 2d6 fire damage. So, that's cool. It's like you summon it, but even in the summoning of it, it's almost like you cast a fireball spell.
Yeah, or I guess the flaming sphere is kind of more similar.
Here. Right. The spirit is friendly to you and your companions and obeys your commands. See this creature's game statistics in the Wildfire Spirit stat block. You know, you want to pull those up?
Yeah.
Which uses your proficiency bonus in several places. You determine the spirit's appearance. Some spirits take the form of a humanoid figure made of gnarled branches covered in flame, while others look like beasts wreathed in fire. In combat, the spirit shares your initiative count, but it takes its turn immediately after yours. The only action it takes on its turn is the dodge action, unless you take a bonus action on your turn to command it to take another action. That action can be one of its stat one in its stat block or some other action. If you are incapacitated, the spirit can take any action of its choice, not just dodge. The spirit manifests for 1 hour until it is reduced to 0 hit points, or until you use this feature to summon the spirit again, or until you die.
Am I getting this right, that this is like a pseudo like Beastmaster Ranger sort of thing going on?
Let's look at the stat block and decide, but yeah, it's similar, but I think the Wildfire Spirit's probably a little weaker. A lot of similar
beats there, yeah. Yeah, I would say so. A Wildfire Spirit is a small elemental. Armor class is 13, natural armor. Hit points is 5 plus 5 times your druid level. I built a level 8 druid, so we're going to get 40 HP on this one.
Nice.
Speed is 30 feet. Flying speed of 30 feet of hover. It's a spirit, I guess. It just automatically hovers around.
Yeah, it's just it does not walk.
Neat. 10 strength, 14 dex, 14 con, 13 intelligence, 15 wisdom, and 11 charisma. Very good. It's a very good stat block. Damage immunity is fire. Condition immunity, charm, frightened, grappled, prone, restrained. Can't restrain spirit of the land and shit, I guess. Dark vision of 60 feet with passive perception of 12. Understands the languages you speak. So this is kind of like your spirit. It's like a spirit animal in a way. Challenge, proficiency bonus equals your bonus.
I find it interesting that this thing can be poisoned.
I guess so,
It's very odd, but sure.
Spirit poison. It's just bad vibes.
Yeah, bad vibes. The worst vibes.
Probably. Or like, you know, old grass that it eats when it's grazing.
Okay.
No, not as good as bad vibes.
No, bad vibes.
Flame seed is an action. Ranged weapon attack. Your spell attack modifier to hit with a range of 60 feet. One target you can see. It's going to hit for 1d6 plus PB and jelly. No, it's a proficiency bonus. Fire damage.
Okay. So an extra D6 plus whatever.
Like 3, most likely.
It's not bad. That's good little extra DPS, because it only costs you a bonus action. So if you're not doing anything with the bonus action.
Yeah, do another attack, basically, for a D6. Not bad. Fiery teleportation. The spirit in each willing creature of your choice within 5 feet of it. Wow. Teleport up to 15 feet to unoccupied spaces that you can see.
That's useful.
That's super powerful.
Yeah, it's like, hey, everyone, let's get the hell out of here. I mean, 15 feet short, but it's at will. So that's amazing.
And it's everyone within that 5 foot parameter. Then each creature within 5 feet of the space that the spirit left must succeed on a dexterity saving throw against your spell save DC or take 1d6 plus peanut butter fire damage.
And it's an extra attack. And it's a bonus action to get it to do this.
This is a Thunderstep spell.
I fucking love
spell.
This spirit.
That does this.
Yes.
So you teleport.
Why isn't the Ranger Drake this good?
Why would you be a Ranger when you could be this druid? Damn it, Rangers.
Damn it, Rangers.
There's some really passionate Ranger fans out there.
Ranger's my favorite class. I mean, theoretically, not in 5th edition it isn't, but I wish it was.
I mean, they're saying
conceptually, the Ranger is my absolute favorite class. Always has been. The first character I ever built was a Ranger, half Elven Ranger, and I love that class to this day, and the 5th edition Ranger has left me disappointed since 2015.
Yeah, I like Rangers conceptually a lot.
Yeah.
They're very cool.
I think also it was a big shock for me personally because I came from 4th edition. And in 4th edition, the Ranger is undisputedly the highest DPS character in the game.
Okay.
And to go from that to this was, whoa.
Maybe that's the comparison because it doesn't seem too bad damage-wise depending on the route you take. Mm-hmm. But maybe comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
And then always, the Ranger could be the most powerful person in the party depending on the game you're playing. It really just depends.
Right.
Next time I run a game, I plan on showing off the Ranger, showcasing the Ranger in a very
next time you're a player?
No, next time I'm running a game.
Oh, okay.
As an NPC, if no one's a Ranger and, you know, they're not,
right,
we know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have an NPC Ranger doing Ranger shit, being a Ranger the way I imagine a Ranger is, which is kind of a solo dolo sort of thing, style thing. They can go off for weeks and figure it out, come back. Sounds like a cool NPC for me, but we're talking about druids.
Yeah, back to the druids. So
I guess they're similar, they're kind of druid adjacent.
Rangers. Yeah, they're in the same wheelhouse. You can look at a ranger world. as if a druid and a fighter had a baby.
A druid and a fighter walked into a bar. Had a baby.
At level 6, you get a feature called Enhanced Bond. The bond with your Wildfire Spirit enhances your destructive and restorative spells. Whenever you cast a spell that deals fire damage or restores hit points while your Wildfire Spirit is summoned, roll a d8 and you gain a bonus equal to the number rolled to one damage or healing roll of the spell. Okay, that's pretty cool. That happens every time?
More bond.
Yeah, whenever he casts a spell. Nice. Yeah. So your stuff is just a little bit better. In addition, when you cast a spell with a range other than self, the spell can originate from you or your wildfire spirit. That is a common thing I see across like familiars and stuff. How I don't know if I ever see that like used. Like casting a thing from your thing. Does that make sense?
I think it's super useful.
It sounds useful. Yeah. I just don't know if I've ever seen it in play.
Have I done it in Saga?
I don't think so, no.
I know I've thought about it.
Yeah. But like, I don't think it's ever happened.
I think it just like mostly scouts for me.
Yeah.
And then that's exactly. Kind of like, well, what do I do?
Right.
Can I fireball from there?
I don't know. We'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's understanding how it works is like a critical component of using it, right?
Right. So at level 10, you get a feature called Cauterizing Flames. You gain the ability to turn death into magical flames that can heal or incinerate.
Hey, that's what you were saying with the Cure Wounds.
Mm-hmm. When a small or larger creature dies within 30 feet of you or your wildfire spirit, a harmless spectral flame springs forth from the dead creature's space and flickers there for 1 minute. When a creature you can see enters that space, you can use your reaction to extinguish the special flame there and either heal the creature or deal fire damage to it. The healing or damage equals 2d10 plus your wisdom modifier. So basically, if you kill an orc, your friend Bob can go stand on the orc's body and then you can heal them.
Bobby, go stand on that orc.
Please.
Damn it, Bobby.
You can use this reaction a number of times equal to your proficiency bonus, and you regain all expanded uses when you finish a long rest. At level 14, I believe this is probably the final feature, you get the feature Blazing Revival. The bond with your wildfire spirit can save you from death. If the spirit is within 120 feet of you, when you are reduced to 0 hit points and thereby fall unconscious, you can cause the spirit to drop to 0 hit points. You then regain half your hit points and immediately rise to your feet. That's a very good feature. I like this feature. Mm-hmm. Once you use this feature, you can't use it again until you finish a long rest.
Nice. Powerful class.
Powerful class that really, on the back end there, leans heavily into healing, and I like it.
Yes. I like fire as a healing element. It's like the dichotomy of water being the normal healing element.
It is, yeah.
There's actually, it's not come up for a time, but in the game, for the Game Boy Advance, Golden Sun, there was game one, it didn't come up a lot, but in game two, your fire person could like heal.
Oh, wow.
I was like, this is so cool. Like a little phoenix would come and like, woo.
Right.
Them in the body or whatever. And they would
one of my favorite summons from Final Fantasy is the Phoenix Summon, where you revive all your allies as a Phoenix.
Yeah, cool.
As a Phoenix simultaneously burns your enemies.
The Phoenix Down is a very
popular item. Yeah, it's famous Final Fantasy item for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions about the Wildfire Druid before you tell me all about your character?
I actually can't wait to talk about this guy.
Okay. Well, let's take a short rest first.
All right.
Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick while you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/dungeoncast and use your promotional code DUNGEONCAST and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/dungeoncast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify is great. They're taking businesses of all sizes, cradling them in their arms, to help them grow by giving them the tools they need. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success at every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dungeoncast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dungeoncast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/dungeoncast. Hey folks, I'm here today to tell you about Visible. Something unfortunate about wireless services, what you see isn't always what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. No perception check required. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. If you're looking for a carrier that is upfront with no hidden fees, then go to Visible.com to make the switch. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save, and you're going to be getting unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Visible is the wireless carrier that's constantly operating from a zone of truth. In their quest for total transparency, Visible wants you to know monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com.
We've returned.
Indeed we have.
Will, we're back.
Indeed we are.
Back talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, specifically building a character.
Hey, audience, do you like that we do this shit? Do you like this shit? There's ways to support us, and I'll tell you about them, and Will help me.
Yes, I will do my best.
You could, like, go on social media and, like, share links to the show.
Yeah, you could. You could spread the word.
All those followers that you have, I know you got them.
Yeah, you got a Facebook, you got a other social media platform that I don't know the name of. Tell everybody who follows you on those platforms all about us.
Will is aware of social media.
I am, vaguely.
You could also support us monetarily, whatever that looks like is up to you, but we have a Patreon where you can go like submit money to get things in return, which,
or to just support us if you're a fan of us.
Yeah, dude, you got a buck, you want to throw it at us? I mean, I'm not gonna say no. Just hit me in the face with that dollar. It's stuff like that. We really, really appreciate when you guys do that stuff. And people do, and we love them. I love you guys. But listening to the show is like support enough. If you can't like give in other ways, we really appreciate you being here watching. Let that ad play, I guess. I don't know. Fuck. What do we got?
Will? You're building a character. You built a character.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it again. Do you throw armor on your druids? I didn't do that.
I believe they can have medium armor. Yeah. They can have medium armor, I think.
I'll probably boost this dude up to like a 15 AC from this 13 with some medium armor. Yeah. So we'll just pretend that that's what's going on here.
Okay, for sure.
But I got Flaringon, the Herringon.
He's
a level 8 druid.
This is the second Herringon you built?
This is my second Herringon.
Ever since the Herringon came out?
And I meant to build... Sarl Kagan was so good, and I wanted the ASMR because the stars and blah, blah, blah. And I'd had a character concept in mind for that for a while I was trying to execute. But I meant to do a Herringon always, forever from now on.
Forever from now on?
Welcome to the Herringon.
Is this the year of the Herringon?
This is the Herringon verse. It's different from the. It's not a year, it's forever.
It's not like the Spider-Verse.
It's kind of like the Spider-Verse, actually.
It's like the Spider-Verse.
It's a lot more like the Spider-Verse than the other thing you said.
Okay, for sure.
So I'm just going to build Herringons.
It's going to take. For a while, I suppose.
Ever.
Forever? Okay.
Yeah.
You do you, man. You do you. I ain't going to stop you.
I mean, we were talking about how many Herringons there were going to be at the end of this year specifically. My justification is that rabbit's fuck. I wanted to say that on mic.
That they do. Rabbits. All right, tell us about Flaringon the Herringon.
He fucks. I went with a small Herringon.
Okay. That's a choice, right?
Yeah, you get medium, or small.
Okay, you're small Herringon.
Let me go through. I took the scimitar.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Yeah, I don't think I equipped any of this. But basically... Let me tell you about Flaringon. Born in a litter, separated from the family because of a volcanic eruption.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
River of lava, Go on without me, guys.
Okay.
It's fine. I'll figure it out.
I may be the child, but you all go without me.
And then I learned how to summon that fire in spirit form, and I made my own friend.
You were suffused with elemental energy from the volcanic eruption?
I think so.
Maybe it was the birth of a phoenix.
I had to eat a bunch of soot to stay alive.
Yeah.
There were like little weeds in
it. A lot of that phoenix ash.
Little tiny sprouts in the ash, and I was eating a lot of soot also, and just like embers or whatever. Mm. I'd be like, oh, I burned my mouth again. Mm. Like, you burn your mouth enough times, you get a free spirit, my guy. Way to go. Elemental plane of fire awards you.
What does your spirit look like?
It looks like the big flaming spheres on Death Mountain and Breath of the Wild with rabbit ears.
Don't remember. I don't think I went to Death. I don't think I went to Death Mountain when I played.
Oh man, really?
I did Zora. I did the Gerudo stuff, and I got lost in the wilderness. I did Lost Woods. I got the Master Sword, and then I just kind of stopped playing.
Oh well, dang! It's such a good game.
It's okay. It's good. It's all right.
It's game of the year.
I'm not a big fan of Breath of the Wild. It's okay.
You're welcome to your opinion here, but it's wrong.
People love that game. It falls pretty middling for me when it comes to my... I've played a lot of Zeldas. It's middle of the pack for me.
Yeah, it's like a different feel of a Zelda game for sure.
I think one of the major things actually is I hate the aesthetic of it. I can't stand the look of shrines. Wow. Shrines are hideous.
Oh, yeah. They're the worst part of this game. Yeah. The overworld.
And there's 100,000... That in the overworld, like, I like more social interactions. There's not really as many of those as I would like when it comes to open world games. I could go on and on. It's very combat and physics heavy, which is cool, but that's not really my thing.
I think they're called jellies, actually.
Oh, the choo-choos.
Choo-choos. Yeah. That's what it is.
It looks like a fire choo-choo.
Fire choo-choo.
Yeah, they're all over the place. You don't need to go to Death Mountain.
Yeah, but I want the flaming one.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds. There's a choo-choo for every element in
the
game.
There is. But you run into fire ones all over the place.
I get the big one.
That's cute.
It has rabbit ears also.
Oh, okay, I like that. So it's a fire choo-choo with rabbit ears. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Does that have a name? Is it just choo-choo?
I always like the idea, like, this is an extension of myself, so its name is Flarengon also. It is me.
Flarenchoo?
Flareon.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, that's fine.
No, I'll call him Big Chungus.
Big Chungus.
Fire Chungo. Flaming Chungo.
Hot Chungus.
Hot Chungus. That's good. That's it.
Yeah.
You did it.
You did it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So Flarengon summons Hot Chungus. Flarengon and Hot Chungus roll around, and when it's time to teleport, it does the, like when you hit these things, they explode in Be of the Dubs.
Yeah.
That's Breath of the Wild.
Be of the Dubs.
And it does like an AoE thing, just like the teleport. I was like, that's perfect. I know what I'm going to do. So yeah, it's Flarengon and Hot Chungus.
I like it.
Roaming they're stuck on this this volcanic like plateau.
They're still stuck? Why are they
still
stuck?
Well, they just made their home here.
Okay.
And like they became like a person of the land.
Okay.
And we're like, you know, it's actually really warm and beautiful here, and sometimes I catch fire, but I put it out, and then I have learned to heal with it.
Well, has the forest regrown from the ashes at this point? Is it green here again?
Maybe down the way, but I just imagine, I want to be on an active volcano, so it just like keeps spewing lava, like slowly.
Okay.
You know, it's not like exploding, like it's not Dante's peaking up in there.
So he's just living up here.
Just living up there.
Just living up there.
And now I'm a hermit now.
I
was a young...
No one else is coming up there.
I was a young boy, and my father was trying to take me into the city to see a marching band. And I got separated by this lava.
Okay. All right. I'm into it. It's an interesting character, because this doesn't seem like an adventurer.
Maybe there's something threatening the volcano. This is an adventure. This is a slap-on NPC.
Yeah.
This is the DMPC for a little while,
right.
Whatever's going on at this volcano.
The only thing I see making Flarengon leave his homeland is if the volcano goes out and he needs to find some way to respark it.
And it's just not as hot as it used to be. Yeah. I need to go find a new volcano.
Oh, no. Obviously, he's going to find something to throw in and respark the engines, if you will.
And Hot Chungus wasn't enough.
Hot Chungus wasn't enough. Every time he throws Hot Chungus in there, nothing happens.
You're awesome, buddy. I'm so sorry. We would need like 45 of you.
Yeah, at least.
To make this happen.
At least 45 Hot Chunguses.
Because it got hot right where you were.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I saw it. Good. Hey, you did good, Chungus. Get back in your Pokeball.
Hot Chungus a little bit reminds me of Calcifer from Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah, but doesn't talk.
But doesn't talk. Okay.
It's very expressive.
It's very expressive, but doesn't talk. I like that. That's cute.
It's got the little, like, you know, little anime style bunny ears.
Sure. Absolutely.
They're very round.
Right.
My Herringon is a sharp looking, like, you know, like kind of the one you get in the Tasha's book, like the art image, the face. It's on D&D Beyond, I think. Sure. If you go okay. to, nope, it's not up, so I'm not worried about it. But it's got like sharp angled, like bunny face, like more of a rabbit from Winnie the Pooh look than a, like, a little more haggard than that, you know, a little rough, a little more rough. You know, black soot covered.
Sure, like
patches of fur missing.
Yeah, he looks a bit like grimy and tough.
I took zero strength.
He's not strong though.
Flat strength, but the plus +3 to dex, and I'm small, so this my Hot Chungus is much bigger than me. I go up and pet like this belly on the side.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna max out Hot Chungus' size.
Sure,
absolutely. Not any more mechanical.
Can you ride Hot Chungus in the battle?
I don't see why not. Is that a thing? Like, I'm small, right? And I can ride medium creatures.
It's small as well, so no.
Oh, so no. So I have like the mini Hot Chungus, not the big one.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's still like, it's still.
Can your wizard friend cast Enlarge on Hot Chungus?
Yeah.
Now you can ride Hot Chungus.
And then I can ride Hot Chungus.
There we go.
Does Druid get Enlarge?
They might. I don't know off the top of my head, but maybe you just dip yourself into like a wizard.
Oh, if I can take Enlarge, I'm definitely doing that. Yeah. I do have a plus +1 in charisma, so I could technically intimidate somebody if I wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a plus +1 constitution, minus -1 intelligence, because I never learned no books.
Yeah, so maybe don't dip into wizard.
And then a plus +3 wisdom. So wise. Don't go in the lava. That make you die.
Yeah.
Hot Chungus go into lava. Hot Chungus be fine.
Hot Chungus is lava.
Hot Chungus, you so fine. And then I pet the ears back and give it a hug. It's very platonic. It's not weird.
Yeah.
I know Arcana. Like, I'm proficient in Arcana, Medicine, Perception, Religion, and Survival.
Why
I do
religion?
Not know how religion got checked.
Oh, Hermit.
But maybe, yeah, it could be something like that. Yeah. And maybe it's the religion of, like, I picture some elemental plane of fire stuff kind of interweaving through
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe definitely. That's where Hot Chungus comes from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I do all that cool stuff we talked about, like the Scorching Ray.
Yeah, lots of fire spells.
Yeah,
some healing.
All that fire stuff. Let me get into my features and traits. We can talk about more Herringon stuff. We can kind of get back into that.
I get
a wild shape.
Yeah, but it's for minor stuff. It's not going to be like Circle of the Moon.
We could probably homebrew like a what's the fire snail from Pokemon?
Mad Cargo
to traverse the hotter areas, you know.
That'd be pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a sweet gem on the inside of the lip of the volcano. Yeah. Just got exposed. I got to get in there, and I become Mad Cargo.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Like the fucking Mad Cargo. The fire camel. What's that one?
Camerupt.
That's a bad Pokemon.
He's got a mega evolution that ain't too shabby.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Mega Camerupt.
Yeah,
Camerupt even harder. Okay, racial stuff. I took the bonuses to Dex and Wisdom. I took Giant as a language because I picture like some hot Firbolgs running around here trying to talk to him.
Really?
Firbolgs? Maybe. Why not?
I mean, sure. Okay.
Maybe they are in the same situation.
I was thinking Goliath, but yeah, sure.
Or, yeah, this is a mountain, right? Like volcano.
Exactly.
This could be raised. Not all volcanoes are raised.
Okay, fair.
Right?
I mean, I don't know.
I think so. I think that's true. So volcanoes under Yellowstone, super volcanoes, right?
Yeah, so there you go. They're not all raised.
John Mayer's waiting on the world to change. Super volcano on the way.
Oh,
hair trigger. Oh, wait, the size. So you are medium or small. I chose small. Hair trigger, you can add your proficiency bonus plus +3 to your initiative rolls.
That's nice.
The leparine, is that how you say that? Leparine.
Yeah.
Leparine, senses. You have proficiency in the perception skill. That's where that came from. Lucky footwork, when you fail a dex saving throw, you can use your reaction to roll a d4 and add it to the save, potentially turning the failure into a success. This is the sole reason I'm still alive in this volcanic area.
Yeah, you're just so dexterous.
Mm-hmm. You can't use this reaction if you're prone or your speed is 0, which it never is. I don't ever fall down, and I don't ever have 0 speed. Rabbit hop, as a bonus action, you can jump 15 feet without provoking opportunity attacks. You can only use this trait if your speed is greater than 0, which it always is because I'm so fucking fast because I'm a Herringon. You can use it 3 times and regain all expended uses when you finish a long rest. Very cool. And then I took some feats. I took the athlete feat.
Okay.
So increase your strength or dex by one. I picked dex. And when you are prone, standing up uses only 5 feet of your movement. But I'm never prone. That never comes up. Climbing doesn't cost you any extra movement. And you can make a running long jump or a running high jump after moving only 5 feet on foot rather than 10 feet.
All really good for getting around a mountain for sure.
Yeah. It's very cool. I'm like a mountain goat, but I'm a herringbone.
Don't bring up goats again.
A lot of goat talk.
I mean, it makes sense. It's Year of the Fiend.
There was a lot of goat talk last night when I played D&D.
Oh.
Doesn't one
of your characters have a goat?
Yes, and I'm making it kind of evil.
You're right.
The goat is evil.
Oh my God, the Year of the Fiend's everywhere.
Year of the Fiend, man. It's so fun and fresh and friendly and feisty.
Uh-huh.
Spells you cast ignore elemental adept fire is my next feat.
Okay.
Spells you cast ignore resistance to fire damage.
Oh, you need that so badly.
And when you roll damage for a spell, you cast... when you roll damage for a spell
that you cast
that deals fire damage, you can treat any one on a damage die as a 2.
Oh, nice. Yeah. No, that's absolutely necessary for this class.
Yeah, this is my survival shit. I'm absorbing the elemental planar energy. I've never tried to find my family because this just feels like home.
You're right, okay.
And rabbits don't stick around very long, like as children.
They're not family oriented?
I think they got to go fuck real soon.
Oh, my goodness.
Like pretty quick.
Yeah, okay. I like it, Flaringon.
That's probably my missing piece.
What was your last Flaringon's name?
Oh, man, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that because I can't remember.
Well, if we're building the Flaringon verse, we need to know.
You're right. You're right. Hang on. Oh, no. I typed Beyong.
It's all good.
It should still be in our characters, right?
Like, yeah, I don't think I deleted that one. That would be too recent.
Yeah, okay. Hey, it's Giselle Strongbear.
Is it just Check Bunny Man? Tell me. Is it Everett the Leveret?
Everett the Leveret. How could we forget? Everett. The Herringon Warlock Archvey.
Yeah.
He ate the good shrooms.
Everett the Leveret and Flaringon the Herringon.
Flaringon the Herringon.
Oh, no.
I did it.
You did it.
Yeah, what is Bunny Man? Was that me trying to make Everett the Leveret
and abandoning it? Yeah.
Like, I gotta do a Bunny Man.
Yep. Oh, Uncle Olakai. I forgot about Uncle Olakai.
Dang, memory lane.
Stolga of the Dragonstone.
Who the fuck is that?
That's the Jack.
Oh, yeah.
It's a ranger,
That's right. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
Duff McBuff. That's another Herringon. That's my Drakenwarden. Duff McBuff, the Herringon.
I'm going to say this now. You got a theme going on with your naming conventions for your Herringons.
Oh, man, this is going to be tough. I'm going to try to keep it up as long as I can. No promises.
Yeah, and then there's Kagan. Sarl Kagan.
Sarl Kagan. Kagan, Sarl Kagan. That's right. They introduce themselves like James Bond character.
Okay.
Specifically James Bond.
Right. Okay.
Empress Fontaine.
That's unrelated. That's a Tom thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although
hey,
that name's not the name. We actually renamed it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's for a future game.
Future
Don't
game.
Ask any questions. Future. All right. We ready for a long rest? I think so.
Not as long as this long jump I'm about to do with my hair gone.
All right. Let's do it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Long Rest, where we're going to talk exclusively about the new and exciting Herringonverse.
All right.
Steve, so we got creator three. Of the
we
Dungeon
We already
cast.
Got three members, right?
Three members of the Herringonverse.
Flaringon the Herringon, Duff McBuff.
Duff McBuff, Everett the Leveret.
Everett the Leveret.
This is tough. This
what are the classes?
Fire Druid.
Uh-huh.
Stars Druid.
Uh-huh.
No, wait. I fucked that up.
Yeah, you did.
Damn it.
Well, maybe that's good. Maybe you can't do the same class twice.
Well, I mean, that's not even a Herringon. That was ASMR.
No, that's what I mean. It's like we did a druid today.
Mm-hmm.
We skipped that druid. Duff McBuff. What's Duff McBuff?
Duff McBuff was the ranger. Drake
okay,
Moore.
So we got a ranger, and then Everett the Leveret was a
archfey warlock.
So we got a warlock, a ranger, and a druid so far.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
A warlock, a ranger, and a druid walk into a bar. how many of those can I do? Where it's just like rhetorical. Don't follow up with anything after that. I've done a lot of them in these last three episodes.
There's countless. Because there's countless things in this game that can walk into a bar.
You just keep saying things that saying them in a,
in such a way.
Yeah. And I want to put them in a bar and then I show them. And then a quest master gives them something to do.
I mean, I can start following up with what would happen.
You could.
I could.
I can't stop you.
I might. What do we want to tell the audience about?
Oh, the Harrigan-verse, but we just did that. So now we're going to talk about Discord again. Get ready, Discord team. Hey, by the way, our Discord team's amazing. I love you guys.
Indeed. Thank you guys for everything you do. The Discord community is amazing, and it's probably the place where I spend the most amount of time when I am doing some sort of social media thing.
Yeah, do us a favor and like hit up the links below, like the description, the show notes, whatever you want to call them, below, whatever you click to start listening to this or watching it. All the stuff in there is pertinent, really. It's got links to everything. Patreon. Does it have a Super Quest Saga link in there? But you should check out Super Quest Saga. Should be rolling. There should be an episode out by this. I don't want to curse us again.
By the time this episode comes out, there should be an episode.
Scheduled out. Should be a thing. Anyway, it's a really great show, and everybody involved has put in a lot of work, especially Will. You guys should really check that shit out. It's very good. It's very digestible for a D&D, like, actual play. Episodes range in, like, below 2 hours each.
Oh,
almost
yeah.
Almost solely in the hour.
It's an hour, hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah. Range. It's, like, very, you know, we tried to do that on purpose. Like, very, very easy to listen to.
Yeah, plot moves action-packed. Pretty quickly, but there's still a lot of character development and interpersonal moments.
We jam-pack that shit in there. The downtime episodes are some of my favorites just because
it's
of, like,
shocking how much we fit in that time.
Yeah.
And it fits comfortably.
And it's because... We put ourselves in that box. We get it done.
Yeah, we do.
And there's like original music and like cool. It's just cool. It's just fucking cool. It's just good. It's a good story. All of it. It's all
absolutely.
Very good. And yeah, we love you a lot.
We love you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
It means a bunch. Yeah, if you want to support us even farther than you already have, which is asking a lot, you can go to patreon.com/dungeoncast. Monetarily support us there. Get something in return.
Or go to the merch store, buy something there, get something in return.
Get something in return. We get something in return for you getting something. That's how we want to frame that.
Yeah,
one.
Sure.
Or shout us out. Tell your friends. Tell your mom's friends. Tell your mom. Don't worry, your mom already knows.
All right, we're going to call it a game.
All right, bye.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Sorry about the thing I said about your mom.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.